This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In parts of southern Colorado, home prices are inching down. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The median price for a single-family home in El Paso County slipped to $485,000 last month. In Pueblo County, it was under $325,000, and in Fremont County, it dropped to $360,000. Meanwhile, in April, the number of homes sold in these areas rose compared to last year. More were listed for sale, too, except in Pueblo County, where it stayed the same. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
90 bison were seized at a northwest Colorado ranch over the weekend. The Moffat County Sheriff's Office said it had been working with the Lay Valley Bison Ranch near Craig to remediate concerns over the care and condition of the animals. But investigators determined that further action was needed to protect the animals. The ranch's owner, Daniel Martin, is expected to face multiple charges of animal cruelty. An adult in Douglas County has died from the hantavirus. Health officials say this case is not linked to those from the cruise ship outbreak. In Colorado, hantavirus infections usually happen in the spring and summer. Since 1993, Colorado has recorded 133 cases of hantavirus with 48 deaths. In much of the state, cold and rainy weather is expected to last for most of this work week. David Bargenbrook is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Boulder.
If you've already planted tomatoes or those types of plants that are really sensitive to frost or freezing temperatures, I recommend to cover them up with buckets or sheets or newspaper. You know, a thin covering should do it tonight because we're not going to get that cold.
Bargenbrook says temperatures should start to warm up over the weekend. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.